Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this glorious day. We are grateful, O God, for the miracle of living. Thank you, O God, for your mighty power in our lives. Thank you, O God, for your wonders you are doing in our lives. We give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, this is another time to share your wonderful word with your people. Father, I pray, O Lord, that Father, this word will come and touch our hearts to bring forth signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that anything that want to resist this word in our heart today, Lord, I cancel them in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, O God, that as we receive this word, we prosper in it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, and blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to God this morning. I want to thank God because I know you are there waiting for this program. First of all, let me thank all of you that rejoiced with us on our Dominion Convention 2024. It has been so wonderful. It has been so gracious. The Lord visited us, you know, pouring grace and power upon us, healing, delivering, and doing all sorts of miraculous things. Thank God for the testimony that is coming through this convention. To Him be all the glory. To Him be all the honor. To Him be all the adoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, I appreciate all of you that you came, you know, for that program. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your loyalty. Thank you for you are following very well. To God be the glory. I appreciate you. I thank God for all your giving, all the ways that God have used you to bring that conversion to a very successful end. I pray that between now and next year, the Almighty God will preserve us in Jesus' name. No one shall be missing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you and God bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, by the grace of God, we shall be sharing on, you know, divine turnaround. That is the theme of our convention this year. You know, divine turnaround. First of all, I want us to open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Psalm 126. I want us to read some verses there for you to know that, you know, divine turnaround is of God. And number two, that you are overdue for divine turnaround. That even as from now, if you are not in our convention, I think on radio, you know, God can also touch you, you know. Now, yeah, Psalm 126 from verse 1.
When the Lord turned again the captivities of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad.
Hallelujah. Now, can you say, when the Lord, it is when the Lord move, the Lord will move on your behalf. This time around, I pray that the Lord will do something in your life when there is divine intervention. So, you know, divine turnaround is when God steps into a specific situation, you know, in your life to reverse it, you know, and to turn it into positive experience. And this turning is beyond human or scientific explanation. When God reverses in your life, when God do something that is not according to the nature of man, can you see now? When God bring forth a great power, you know, to turn around reproach, to turn around affliction, to turn around death, you know, that death turn to life, that sickness turn to good health, that God turn every aspect of your life from every ugly thing to a good one, a good thing. I see God doing that this time in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, when the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion. So I was asking, so Zion can be under captivity. And I asked the Holy Spirit, you know, what can make Zion to be under captivity? Holy Ghost said, number one, when Zion sin, you know, sin brings, you know, Zion. Zion means church. Zion means Christian. You know, sin brings Christian under captivity. That is why you must be careful of sin. Because when you are in sin, you are under captivity. Number two thing that can bring a Christian under captivity is ignorance. You know, when you are ignorance of the word of God, when you are ignorance of what God has done in your life, when you don't know your right, your spiritual right, when you don't know that you have power over the devil, when you are afraid all the time, you know, you can be under captivity. Number three way you can build a captivity is when there is satanic attack, direct satanic attack, you know, upon your life. But thank God, because Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered them all in it. So even when the devil come, God is there to give you power to overcome. You know what he said? He said, in the world you see tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You know, so that problem you are passing through, you know, Jesus has conquered it. You know, you are more than a conqueror. So God has delivered Zion from a captivity. You know, he said, when God does that, he said, we are like them that dream. You know why they are dreaming? Because, you know, they don't even expect such breakthrough in their life. They are not expecting God to move like that. They are not expecting God to do that miracle. But God just came and expressed his power. Hey, may you see God's power this time. May God turn things around for you. God turn things around for your children. God turn things around, you know, for your family. God turn things around for your finance. As from today, things shall become better and better in your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, quickly this morning, I want us to look at, you know, 8 steps to divine turnaround. 8 steps. But don't forget, before we start this 8 steps to divine turnaround, you know, God turned around. You know, one of the examples was Job. God turned around his life. You know, God reshaped his life. But you know, every attack, every suffering, every affliction that has happened over him, you know, God turned it around, and with his cover at the end of the day that Job was not blessed. Let's see the book of Job. Job chapter 42, verse number 10. Job 42, verse 10.
And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
You know, God turned away. God turned away. So this morning I prophesy to you, as you are hearing me, that God is turning away every reproach in your life in Jesus' name, turning you from every captivity. I declare you free this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. And also God gave Job twice as much as he had before. You know, you will experience addition. You will experience blessings. You will experience greatness in this season in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 8 steps to divine turn around. Number one is that you must be born again. Hallelujah. This issue of born again is so paramount. You know, Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot see the miracle of God. He cannot see turn around. You know, you need to know that you must not just be a short goer, but be a genuine born again. Many people, they are in church. They are going to church. Their names are on church registers, but their name is on the book of life. You know, even though they are given offering, they are given tithe in the church, but you know what now? They are yet to be converted. The reason is just that they enter church casually. Probably their wife has been born again, or their husband born again. You know, they did not confess Jesus, but now they are in church, and now they are now deacon or deaconesses, and you know, they are now doing something in the church, you know, and they think they are born again, but yet they are still full of the work of the flesh. The work of the flesh is still manifesting in their life. Excuse me, because you are going to a church doesn't mean you are going to heaven. You need to know, am I really preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ? So, what am I saying this morning is that you must be born again. You can't escape divine, you know, if you give your life to Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 12. John chapter 1, verse number 12.
But as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
To them that receive him, he gave power of turnaround. Can you see that? So he gave you power, you know, to experience his miracle. He gave you power to live above the power of darkness. He gave you power to be on the top. I see that, you know, as many people this morning, if you are not born again, toward the end of this program, they will make salvation call. Excuse me, confess that. Declare it. As you declare it this morning, you to your name shall be written in the book of life. And make sure you stay born again. So, number one step is that you must be born again. You know, second step is that you must live righteously. Thank God you are not born again. Thank God you are not saying you are born again. But look, you must live righteous. How can you live righteously? Is by following the footsteps of Jesus. The word of God you are reading every day, you become the doer of the word. Now, the issue is, are you a doer of this word of God? That makes you right. The Bible says anyone that does righteousness is righteous. Can you see now? So when you practice righteousness, when you practice the word of God, when you do the will of God, it then means that, you know, you are righteous before God. Now, what am I saying this morning? We discovered that Job was righteous. Bible says, you know, where we read in that Job chapter 1, verse number 1. Yes.
There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil.
Well, can you see the CV of Job? Bible says he was perfect, a man under Old Testament. And in their own dispensation, nobody can be perfect. Why? Because the blood of Jesus has not been released. You know, today we are walking towards perfection. Why? Because we are carrying the nature of Jesus when we are born again. Can you see now? So in their own days now, you know, they are still under the sacrifice, you know, of cow and of goat. But today we are under Messiah covenant, the covenant that covers us, that God sees us, you know, is a look at the righteousness of God over our own life. Hallelujah. So Job was perfect. A man in that age, walking perfectly. He was perfect and was righteous. You are saying in Nigeria, nobody can be perfect because everything is upside down. Excuse me, where there is darkness, little light will shine. Let your own light shine. You don't have to follow people. You don't have to follow what people are doing. You don't have to follow system that is archaic. Look, you can stand out. You need to stand out like Joseph. You know, you need to stand out as somebody who said, no, other people can do it. I cannot. See what Christians are doing. You know, see all the evils that the so-called Christians are doing today. Those who are not born again. You will hear on social media all the things that, you know, the so-called pastors, so-called Christians are doing. It's so immoral. It's out of date. Excuse me. Those people are not born again. Heaven does not know them. So look at Job. Job was always, you know, was upright. You can be upright if you want to. You know, you can be righteous if you want to. It depends upon you. You can determine and say, Lord, as from today, I want to live for God. Live your life for God. Live your life for God. Then you will see the mighty power of God in your life. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Welcome again to this sharing together. This morning we are talking on divine turnaround, because I know it is your time. You know, God will do your own right now. There is something you are expecting. There is something you have been looking unto God for. There is a prayer you have been praying to God. I join my faith to your faith this morning. I declare it is possible. Receive that miracle. I say receive that miracle. Receive that breakthrough you are looking for. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will soon go to the altar of God to give testimony. I am speaking to you. Yes, as you are hearing me this morning, you are the one I'm speaking to. It shall be well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Divine turnaround. Steps number 3 to divine turnaround. You must have the fear of God. You must have the fear of God. Joseph feared the Lord. You know, that is why when Potiphar's wife was saying, lie with me, he said, no way. You know, when Potiphar's wife was troubling him and saying, no way, do this boy, I want you to lie with me. Joseph said, how can I commit this wicked thing? He called it wicked thing. Something that you call enjoyment. Somebody was calling it wicked thing. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. That is why I want you to know this morning that look, when the sinners, they are dragging you to sin, I want you to know that it is dangerous. It is dangerous. It is dangerous. My people, it is dangerous. Don't sit in the seat of discomfort. Joseph was determined. I fear God. I will not do this. Let's see Job chapter 8, verse 13. Job chapter 8, verse 13.
So are the part of all that forgot God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish.
Everyone that forget God, they will perish. Everyone that is outside God will perish. Now, if you don't want to perish, have the fear of God. Also look at Proverbs 14, verse 27. Proverbs 14, 27.
The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death.
So it is the fear of God that makes you depart from the snare of death. So, you know, where is the fear of God in your life? See all that you are doing. As if to say you will not give account to God one day. Now, let me say that you can ask yourself, will God like what I'm doing right now? What all that you are doing, will God like it? As a wife, as a husband, you know, as a civil servant, as a businessman, no matter what you are doing, ask yourself, will God like what I'm doing right now? So, the fear of God must be in you. Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of wisdom. So, you know, let the fear of God be in you. Don't steal government materials. You know, live a life of holiness. Fear the Lord. I discovered that an average Christian man has no fear of the Lord. You give somebody money in the church to go and buy something for the church, he will keep part of it. At this stage, and you are going to heaven. Can't you fear God? If you fear God, you will not kill people. All the people killing, all this negative news we are here in Nigeria is because people did not fear God. Excuse me, the fear, I ask that as from now, the fear of God to come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because when this fear is there, you will not go to sin. Number four steps, you know, to have divine turnaround is that you must trust God. You must trust God. You know, many of you trust men. You trust your parents more than God. You trust people more than God. You know, let's see the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, let's read verses 5 to 6. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Trust the Lord with all your heart, not with part of your heart. You know, with all. Know that he is able to support you. Know that, you know, his word is, you know, can help you. Know that God is, you know, closer to you than any man. You know, he said, trust the Lord with your whole heart. Don't lean upon your own wisdom, your own understanding. Why? Because your wisdom is limited. But God's wisdom is unlimited. So you must lean on God. Why? Because he can sustain you. He said, in all your ways, every way of your life, acknowledge him. Let him know that he's God in every way of your life. And then he will help you. So, you know, as many people depend upon God, they will experience turnaround. As many people that depend upon God, they will experience it. I will start telling you more about people that depend upon God in the subsequent broadcast. You will see that as they depend upon God, God turned their life. God turned their life around. So if you can depend upon God, because some of you don't trust God again, you are trusting man. You are trusting one man there. You are looking for one Nabal is there. You are looking for somebody there. You are looking for help. Help outside God. Help outside God. Is man bigger than God? You need to understand this. I'm telling you, once God cannot help you, no man can help you. And everything that God has said, he can do. The only thing that God cannot do is what he has not said. So what has God said about you? He can do everything. Hallelujah. So I want you to trust in the Lord. In Job chapter 2, from verse 8 to 10. Job chapter 2, 8 to 10.
And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself with oil, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips?
Job did not sin with his lips. Even though he was influenced to do that, his wife influenced him to mistrust God. But he said, no way. He said, even though he slay me, yet I what? I will trust in him. How? Can you see him? Even though things are not good, even though things are terrible, I know when I trust in him, he will change it for me. I see God changing your situation right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Number five steps that you can receive turnaround is when you go into serious prayers. Serious what? Serious prayers. In 2 Kings chapter 20, from verse 1 to 5, we saw, you know, Ezekiah, you know, God changing things for him. Let's read it. Yes.
In those days was Ezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to him, and said unto him, Thus says the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the world, and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and I have done that which is good in thy sight. And Ezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again, and tell Ezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus says the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Can you see how God turned it around? Through prayers. Through prayers. You know, when God sent Isaiah to Ezekiah, Ezekiah thought he was coming to give him good news. That God will heal you, it is well with you. But Isaiah gave me what? A bad news. Bad news that set your house in order, because you will surely die. Why? Oh, why? You know what Ezekiel did? He made an appeal. He turned to the world. He appealed that judgment. And for the first time, I saw, you know, prayer changing the mind of God. A man changing the mind of God. Oh my God. Ezekiel prayed and God changed his mind. God sent back Isaiah. If you are Isaiah, what will you do? You will say, God don't know. You will react. You will say no. But thank God for prophet of God. They are humble, you know, because they are messengers of God. So Isaiah went back to tell him again, I will not die. Can you see now? And God added 15 years. When you enjoy turnarounds, God will be adding things to your life. Adding joy, adding breakthrough, adding peace, you know. I see God adding good things to your life, to your marriage, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, and you know, through prayers. How about Anna? Anna prayed and he grew in the spirit and brought forth Samuel. Can you see now? So if you are barren today, if you turn to God, God can turn you around. You know, how about Jonah? Jonah was in the fish, in a big fish. You know what happened? He prayed. God commanded the whale to do what? To vomit him on the land. Somebody praying in the belly of the whale. So there is nowhere you pray that God does not answer you. When you ask God, he is able to do all things for you. Also, number six step is when you praise God. When you are a praiser of God, when you praise him, he will raise you. You know, the popular story was Paul and Silas as they are praising God. In the book of Acts 16, 25 and 26, as they are praising God, God now said, let me join these people. Let me praise with them. And when God stepped, the first step upon the praising, the Bible says the whole place shook to what? To the foundation. God arrived. God registered his arrival. I can't listen now. Why? Praise. The Bible says God dwells, we are in the praise of his people. So when you praise him, you know, he will come in. When you praise him, he will turn it around. Learn to praise him. No matter what you are passing through this morning, praise him and it will change your life. The last thing this morning that I'm able to share with you is that you must learn to forgive others. The moment you can forgive others, you will enjoy divine turnaround. Let's quickly read, you know, Matthew chapter 6, verse 15. Matthew 6, 15.
But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
So if you don't forgive, you can't enjoy turnaround. The reason why God has not given you turnaround is that because you are still keeping malice. You refuse to forgive that man, to forgive your spouse, to forgive your neighbor. The moment you can forgive, then you will enjoy turnaround. You know, many Christians fail in this. They miss out of turnaround. Why? Because they refuse to forgive others. Before a sin is committed, you must learn to forgive. I commit you to God this morning. And I prayed that turnaround will be your experience. That you will start to follow me now about things that God is doing in your life, that my God will start to do wonders, mighty things, turning things around in you in the name of Jesus. I will see you again next week by the grace of God. Thank you for your listening prayer. I will wait for you in church tomorrow. Tomorrow is our Thanksgiving, you know, for our convention. And it is the last day. You know, if you have not come at all, tomorrow by 8 o'clock, I am sure when you come for the Thanksgiving, you will be part of this glorious celebration and turn around with your portion. So, expecting you in the name of Jesus.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen. Son,
everything I once said.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.